tonight, and I don't understand why. I don't understand why the booze, the constant booze. Just two short months ago, you all cheered for me. You poured your hearts out to me. What's changed? Have I really changed that much in 2 months?
I don't think he's changed at all.
I support The Rock. I support him. I like The Rock just like you. But as I support him, he insulted me. He called me a jabroni.
He did that, Michael. Remember that. Big jabroni.
That may be funny to you, but it was an insult to me, and it hurt my feelings. And I'm not going to put up with it. Does that make me a bad guy because I'm not going to stand for that? And Triple H. I lose the belt to Triple H. I lose the WWF title to Triple H. Do I get a rematch? Even though I did everything he told me to do, everything like I was his personal errand boy, I never got my rematch. Does that make me a bad guy? And let's look at this. I did win the Royal Rumble. You know I did. Because of a few bad, incompetent referees, I get screwed. Does that really make me a bad guy?
He did win. He's got the tape to prove it, Michael.
I'm just trying to win your hearts back and show you that I did win the Royal Rumble. Yeah, if I have to prove it to you, fine. I'll do it one more time. I have footage. Please, roll the footage for those of you that don't understand where I'm coming from. I'm not a bad guy. I have footage. Please.
Look at this, Michael. Last month at the Royal Rumble.
And the first person's feet to hit the floor.
As you can see, Rocky's feet touched the mat. Now, I know some of you out there might not have been paying attention. You might have missed it. Please, one more time, roll the footage again in case someone might have missed it.
Watch closely this time, Michael. Watch Rocky's feet. The first person's feet to hit the floor loses. Look at, watch the feet.
Again,
there they
you
are.
Can see Rocky's feet hit the mat. He pulls them up. He's a great athlete, tremendous athlete, but he did lose. You're still not believing me. One more time. In slow motion.
Why don't
please,
these people get it,
slow
Michael?
Slow motion. One more time.
How much plainer can it
put
be?
Put your Rocky's feet right now.
All right, watch. Watch closely. There's feet. They're on the floor, both of them.
His feet are on the floor.
I agree with him, King.
Let me get this straight. You people would rather cheer loud for a loser.
Wow. Boy, oh boy.
Rather than the actual winner, me.
I think these people are blinded by their love for The Rock.
I don't understand you people. I don't understand how you can do this. Can anyone out there explain to me how this is right?
Wait a minute.
To what you're saying, and I've heard your arguments, and I want to shake your hand. I do.
Thank you, Kurt. That means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shame on you people.
Right, Big Show's got
angle. Shame on you people. Finally, there's someone else out there with a little integrity, and he gets booed? What is wrong with you people?
Starting to see a pattern here. You got integrity, the people don't like you.
You know something, Big Show? Some of us do care about the rules. Some story that illustrates just that principle. It was back in 1992. I was training for the Olympic Games in Munich.
I don't know. What's he gonna do out here? He's got no.
And here's something you don't see every day. An Olympic hero with no neck. And a ridiculous giant with no testicles.
What? Oh, man.
But Kirk Angel, I gotta give you credit. After your brutal performance, you made even the Big Show seem entertaining. And I know you like to talk about your three eyes. Well, Y2J has an eye of his own. I wish that you would shut the hell up!
The fans concur. Well, on no way out, they'll have a chance to shut him up.
As a matter of fact, here's one more. At No Way Out this Sunday, I am going to give you a Y2J beating you will never... forget again.
He looks like he's constipated.
You know something? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, Chris, if you have a problem, maybe we should have the match right here tonight.
Here we go.
All right.
I like it. Here, Chris, call Kirk Angel now.
Oh, wait a minute. Or better yet, a tag team match. How about that? I know someone... I have a partner right here with the intensity and the integrity, but I don't think you'll ever find a partner with the lack of intelligence to want to face the two of us.
I agree with that. Angle challenges Jericho to a tag team matchup.
Chris Jericho, The Rock says that tag team wrestling really isn't in his repertoire. But tonight, The Rock will team with you as long as The Rock can get that Olympic goof to know his role and shut his mouth.
Oh my God! The Rock says he'll team with Y2J!
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle's
then again, The Rock could care less about Kurt Angle. The only real reason why The Rock is teaming with you tonight is to get his hands on the Big Show.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Big Show, The Rock says this. He has heard your complaints. He has seen your footage. And The Rock says this. You are absolutely right.
What?
What?
The Rock admitting?
The Rock says you are right. The Rock's feet did touch the ground first. You are right. The Rock did call you a jabroni. And you are right. These people, they, the Rock's people, boo your candy ass.
Provoking a 500-pound, over 7-foot-tall man like him.
Oh. I can't believe tonight, King, they're all going to get that same ring and get it on.
Well, Big Show, you want to know why they boo you? You know why they don't treat you with the respect that you think you deserve? You see, The Rock has a little bit of video footage of his own.
Uh-oh, what could this be?
The Rock has some video footage of the one thing you think you do best. So The Rock says, roll the footage.
What? Oh, oh boy. Big Show is livid.
Now, Big Show, just in case you didn't digest that, let's look at it one more time from a different angle.
Uh-oh. He's poking at the big man. Hey, this is not funny.
Why are you laughing?
Well,
now, Big Show, seeing as you have a third grade education, maybe you'll understand it one more time in slow motion.
Oh, Rock, I wouldn't do this if I were you. Look at it. Look at the look on the show's face. He's shaking with anger.
You see, Big Show, that is why they boo you. That is why they don't treat you with respect. Because you whine, you you moan, and you complain.
But me, why? Why you boo me? Don't boo me. You should cheer me. Don't boo me. Oh, shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Big Show, the great one, says this. He realizes that you are 7 feet. He realizes that you are 500 pounds, and The Rock realizes that you are, without a shadow of a doubt, the biggest threat in The Rock's career. And come No Way Out, don't worry about the crowds. Come No Way Out, don't worry about whether or not they boo you. The only thing you should worry about, Big Show, is this. Is how are you going to stop the Brahma Bull from kicking your candy ass and going to WrestleMania?